So it sounds like Tulsi Gabbard wants to investigate this because she knows it leads to Israel. And it sounds like the FBI and Donald Trump do not want anybody looking into this because they also know it leads to Israel. That's what it looks like. So the full-blown cover-up is happening with the Charlie Kirk assassination. It turns out that someone working for Tulsi Gabbard was investigating the foreign government's connection to the assassination, and Kash Patel just squashed it.
Huh?
Yes. Officials' access to FBI files in Charlie Kirk case drew pushback. An inquiry by Joe Kent. He leads the National Counterterrorism Center. He said to have alarmed Kash Patel, the FBI director, because he was looking into the connections between Charlie Kirk's assassination and foreign governments, because that's his job. He leads the National Counterterrorism Center. Okay. By the way, so here it is. The head of the National Counterterrorism Center examined FBI files in the last several weeks to investigate whether the man charged with assassinating Charlie Kirk had support from someone else, a foreign power, or another entity, according to multiple people with knowledge of the matter. The inquiry by Joe Kent, who's the director of the Counterterrorism Center, alarmed Kash Patel, the director of the FBI. Mr. Patel and other senior officials believe Mr. Kent was overstepping, treading on FBI, on the FBI. That's what he was doing, treading on them.
Oh, over his skis.
Of course he was overstepping. Who does he think he is? Clark Kent? No, he's not Clark Kent. How dare he look into one of the most important cases in American history with all its implications? How dare he? The inquiry by Joe Kent, the director, treading on FBI responsibilities and potentially interfering with the investigation and the prosecution of the subject. Really? So somebody from the National Counterterrorism Center, just looking at the information, that's going to screw up your investigation? I call bullshit. 100%. Supporters of Mr. Kent say he was doing his job, running down leads and making sure no foreign or domestic groups were linked to Mr. Kirk's death. Mr. Robertson, that's Tyler Robinson, 22, accused of killing Kirk last month as the conservative activist made an appearance, blah, blah, blah. One of many, blah, blah, blah. State prosecutors in Utah have charged Mr. Robinson with 7 counts, including felony aggravated murder. So Lee Harvey Robinson is the accused killer of Charlie Kirk? Really? I believe the official story top to bottom. Where's my $7,000 check, bitch? The Senate confirmed Mr. Kent as director of the Counterterrorism Center in July. He is one of the closest advisors to Tulsi Gabbard. So Tulsi Gabbard is the director of national intelligence, which means everybody works under her. The CIA, the FBI, the NSA, they all work under her. But somehow the FBI is stepping in to stop her from doing it, or the people who work for her from doing an investigation into Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Oh, because it's Israel.
That's right, exactly.
Because the main boss, Israel.
Mr. Patel was troubled that Mr. Kent had gone through FBI material related to the case because he's going to find out something. Why would he be worried that the people who are above him at the Director of National Intelligence Office, above him, the FBI, they might find out something? Why would he be afraid? Oh, because he doesn't want people to get to know this information. That's what this is about. Of course, he's troubled by that. Who wants somebody investigating your files, right? Remember the old expression, if you don't have anything to hide, what are you afraid of? That only works for us, not the guys who are the head of the FBI.
Yeah,
apparently.
Of course not. What if it's Qatari money, Cash?
Well, what if
dangerous Qatar money? You know, the thing that we have to worry about in our politics, money from Qatar.
What if it was Qatari money? What if it was Russia? What if it was China? What if it was North Korea? Cash Patel doesn't want you looking into any of that. Mr. Kent's efforts were a topic at a White House meeting that included Patel, Kent, and his direct superior, Tulsi Gabbard. top Justice Department officials, Vice President J.D. Vance, and the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, were also there, according to several of the people who spoke to the New York Times. Okay. The FBI and the Justice Department generally keep tight control over evidence in criminal cases, particularly when they are preparing for a trial in which government documents may have been turned over to the defense and could be used to poke holes in the prosecution's case. While Tyler Robinson is currently facing only state charges, sub-administration officials were concerned that Mr. Kent's efforts could provide fodder to defense lawyers who could use the notion that more than one person was involved in Mr. Kirk's killing to raise reasonable doubt in the minds of jurors, said those aware. So what they're saying is, hey, if he finds out what really happened, it's going to screw up our patsy prosecution of Tyler Robinson. That's what is happening here. That's what's happening here. Okay? Just so you know. Since Mr. Kirk's death, some White House officials have pressed for sweeping federal investigations of liberal groups and donors, and some of the president's allies outside the administration are convinced that the killing is part of a broader plot, despite a lack of evidence that has been presented to support that. Oh, really? There's tons of evidence to support this. Officials involved in the arrest have said they believe Mr. Robinson acted alone. Yeah, the officials who are trying to stop anybody from investigating it. Yeah, those officials? Yeah. Mr. Kent told administration officials that a lower-level FBI official had granted him access to the agency's files, which Mr. Patel said he was not aware of. Really? He wasn't aware that they gave Tulsi Gabbard's staff access to the FBI files on the assassination? Wow, but of course Kash Patel would have no idea about that because his Mossad girlfriend didn't tell him that they were doing that. Yeah. Okay, so in response to questions from the New York Times, Patel and Gabbard released a joint statement that did not address the debate over Mr. Kent's inquiry and sought to portray a unified front. So Tulsi Gabbard now is going to toe the line of Donald Trump's administration because they want to cover up the investigation into Charlie Kirk's assassination because it implicates Israel. That's why. So this is their statement. The FBI and intelligence community under the direction of President Trump will leave no stone unturned into the investigation of the assassination of our friend Charlie Kirk. No stone unturned? Really? Because immediately after he was shot, they paved over the crime scene. So are they going to overturn those stones? You know, the pavement that they paved over and stuccoed over the crime scene immediately after? Before
unpaved, he meant to say.
Unpaved. He made,
no stone unpaved.
No unpaved stone. But if it's paved, we're going to leave it.
Yeah, let sleeping dogs lie, says Cash.
But multiple people said tensions over Mr. Kent's work had persisted for some time and were part of a broader set of issues between Tulsi Gabbard's office and other administration's agencies. Oh, really? The meeting that Mr. Kent attended at the White House was one of two intended to ameliorate tensions between the FBI and Tulsi Gabbard's office. The earlier meeting, which focused on multiple issues, including the killing of Kurt, was so tense that little was accomplished, they added. No kidding. So it sounds like Tulsi Gabbard wants to investigate this because she knows it leads to Israel. And it sounds like the FBI and Donald Trump do not want anybody looking into this because they also know it leads to Israel. That's what it looks like. Under Mr. Kent, the National Counterterrorism Center, or maybe it leads to Ukraine. Maybe it leads, who knows? But it definitely leads to a conspiracy, and they do not want anybody finding out who's actually responsible for Charlie Kirk's assassination because it will screw up their fake prosecution of a patsy called Tyler Robinson.
Yeah.
Under Mr. Kent, the National Counterterrorism has taken a higher profile than in years past, issuing warnings about potential terrorist attacks and highlighting work to aid Mexico in hunting leaders of drug cartels. But some critics of Mr. Kent's work say he is pushing his center into areas that should be left to the FBI or the CIA. No, I'm sorry. The Director of National Intelligence is the boss of the FBI and the CIA and the NSA. So they don't tell them what to do. It goes the other way. Okay. Here's Kash Patel. Watch this.
Less than a day later, the FBI, at my direction, released the first set of images of the suspect that we captured based on our analysis on the ground. Later that evening.
Wait, did he say suspect or suspects? Because there are suspects. We all know George Zinn dropped his pants and said, I did it. Please don't shoot me. And he was a decoy. So that's a guy aiding and abetting a murder.
Wait, the other suspect turned himself in, so you didn't catch shit. Again, why does he keep saying they're catching someone when they didn't catch shit?
They didn't catch anybody.
The kid's dad told him to turn himself in, probably with hypnotic suggestion.
Less than a day later, the FBI, at my direction, released the first set of images of the suspect that we captured based on our analysis on the ground. Later that evening, while conducting extensive interviews and cell phone analysis and also flying out evidence response teams and hostage rescue teams and evidence tacticians who were collecting evidence in live time and flying them back to Washington, D.C. in our laboratories for immediate analyses, we were able to extract video from the campus feed. And at my direction at 8 p.m., in partnership and promise to working with the public to bring this fugitive to justice, we released...
Oh, boy. Sounds like he's doing some of that high-end power dust that all the globalists are doing these days. Either that or the smell of his own bullshit is finally too much for him to take.
Boy, he just looks believable every time he's speaking.
Here we go.
The newly, never-before-seen video of the suspect. We also released new enhanced photos of the suspect. A few hours later,
I don't know if you caught that. He said enhanced photos. So that photo they showed of him coming up the steps, by Tyler Robinson, that was AI enhanced. What he means enhanced, he didn't mean they zoomed in. He meant that they did AI enhancement. Okay.
Well, put the rifle in the picture with the enhancement, or maybe I believe your bullshit.
Yeah, but they couldn't put a rifle in the picture. Isn't that wild? They said he had it in his backpack or stuffed down his pant leg. But if it was stuffed down his pant leg, everybody would have saw it. And he wouldn't be able
tight,
to bend
tight pants.
And he wouldn't be able to bend his knee to go up the steps to get on the roof.
In his pant leg.
In his
shut
pant
up.
Leg. And if he had it in his backpack, it wouldn't have fit in his backpack.
Suspect was in custody pursuant to the interrogation of the suspect's own father, who stated, "When I saw that video that you released, I recognized it was my son, and I confronted him. And he was handed over to lawful law enforcement authorities." That is the FBI working with the public, as I promised, being transparent, providing critical information along the way in the manhunt for the suspect or suspects involved in Charlie's assassination.
And that's why I stopped anybody else in government, even people who are above me in the chain of command, from looking into this.
Please don't tell my mom I'm gay. You don't understand what Indian moms are like.
Boy, how much animal tranquilizer did they have to give him to make his panic eyes seem normal?
Well, now they give him too much. It's the other way.
So here's what Candace Owens says. This article is literally about how Kash Patel is upset that Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard are trying to do their jobs and solve the Charlie Kirk murder case. It's like Kash Patel wants to be the sole point person on this. Why? I do not trust him at all. And if you trust Kash Patel on the Charlie Kirk assassination, you are what they call a chump. You are a chump of the highest order. Okay, and if you'd like to hear my jokes about this, you can come see us. We've added second shows to all our shows in Australia. Go to jimmydore.com. Also, we'll be in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving. That's November 28th. It's a Friday. Everybody's off work. We'll see you December 6th in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and January 11th in Waikiki. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. Come see us in Australia. Second show's added in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. We'll see you in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving. It's a Friday. And then Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. Plus, January 11th, we're going to be in Waikiki at the Blue Note. Tickets not available yet for them, but go to jimmydore.com for a link for all the other tickets.